Hi, everybody. My name's Auntie Jane, and I'd like to begin by paying my respects to the traditional custodians of this land where we are meeting upon today, for its elders and past and present, and even for the South Agassiz people who have passed away and who are still here today on Aboriginal land. Thank you from Auntie Jane.
And I'd like to recognise all the past and present of the self-advocates have worked entirely over the years to get their human rights, and we must think about the ones who've been upstairs, have done their time, and now we've taken their place in what we do today. Thank you.
Hello and welcome to another Raising Our Voices on 3CR 855 AM. 3CR Digital Radio and 3cr.org.au. We are a self-advocate radio show run by people with disabilities.
Today we are talking about education. We'll be talking about life experience versus school. I am Chris and I'm from Habersay Bendigo.
I'm James from Reinforce and also on the MIDA committee and also part of Raising Our Voices.
And my name is Amanda and I'm involved in with lots of other groups, but as well as subcommittees at the same time. And apparently I am the foundation member of Raising Our Voices, started about over 38 years ago in August, but that's to put a story short.
Yes, I am Simon Somo, and I'm lovely to see you all. And it's only a relatively new to the studio, so welcome.
Hello, everyone. My name is Heather. And I'm from Reinforce Self-Advocacy and Positive Powerful Parents.
I'm Louise and I'm from Habersay Bendigo.
Hi there, my name is Michael and I am both part of Rainbow Rights as a member and its peer worker, and I'm also a member of Rainbow United.
Cool.
Hi, I'm Shona, and I'm a member of Habersay Bendigo.
We are going to talk about people's experience with education. Education is a human right for everyone. We will first talk about schools. What is the difference between mainstream schools and non-mainstream schools?
So mainstream schools are a little bit more tighter with their rules and they can make it quite difficult for people with disabilities because of those rules being tighter. That's usually the difference, as well as some of the teachers. Special schools are much better for people with disabilities because they can cater to your needs a bit better.
Special schools, it's like being taken away from the mainstream. So I went to a mainstream school where I used to get bullied a lot. But it was very helpful when I actually had a one-on-one session with my integration teacher.
Oh.
Yeah, that was really helpful to catch up with my schoolwork and that. And that was in primary and high school.
I went to a mainstream school, and in a mainstream school, there are not that many students with intellectual disabilities. Like, there would probably just be quite a handful, whereas a non-mainstream school, nearly every student there would be on the same level. Like it's a school that's built for people with special needs and all that.
I went to both, like, at the start, before the, like, ending up with a disability, I went to a normal primary school, and it was fine there. And then I ended up going to a special school where I lived back then, and that one was fine. But then I went to another special school when I moved, and no, that one was not good. And I also went to a primary school and at the same time, and no, it was not good at all. I was bullied too much at those schools, and I was picked on, and I was getting into trouble for nothing by the teachers.
Oh, that's no good.
That's really bad, Shiner, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, that's very bad. Did you go to mainstream or non-mainstream school, and what did you get up to?
I went to a mainstream school, and luckily I got to year 12 and I did graduate.
Oh, wow. Good stuff.
Very good. Yeah.
Yeah, good on you, pal.
I went to a mainstream school and I got up to year 10, but during year 11 and 12, I actually did a modified course. I went to school for a couple of days and then they got me to do work experience the other days at my father's shop. So I had that experience for when I finished school.
Oh, well, that's good. Hey.
At the first school I went to, I think, just in prep. And then I was in at the special one that I went to when I moved. I got up to about, I think, either year 10 or year 11 because I just left the school when I was 16 because of how it was going at school, because of getting bullied and getting in trouble for nothing.
That's no good.
By the teachers. So I left school and didn't graduate at all.
Well, that's no good.
Yeah, definitely no good.
I also went to a primary school and special school, but they were both good for me, but I also was also getting myself into trouble at most of my schools anyway.
Yeah. I went to a special school anyway when I went through all the classes and that. But the last 2 years I started to work on work experience in the shop not far from the school, and that's where I started to exploring my life skills. And the last year that I was at the special school was left in 1972. And 72 ended, then I was 16, and then I had to leave school. Soon I went to or kind of other schools somewhere to do math and all this other stuff. But the life experience is much better than school.
Yeah.
Yeah, just the mainstream school, and it's not too bad, but now I have a stroke, so a lot of times I don't get it and stuff like that, so it's really good to help me and you guys as well and girls, and I get it because it's a disability now as well, so that's good.
Yeah, in the way that you could understand it better.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yes.
Well, I went to a mainstream primary school, and then I went to a mainstream high school, and I found that I didn't have any friends at primary school, and it was very difficult because kids usually look at other kids with a disability and they don't want to play with them, which is really awful, but they seem to do that a lot. And then I found out that my only friends at high school were the integrated people that I was in integration with. It was also quite hard for me having issues with getting my school stuff done because of my disabilities. And I found myself, like Shona, getting into trouble for no apparent reason. And I found myself having to type lines on my brailler, which I thought didn't make any sense because the detention wasn't for any apparent reason.
Oh, what? Yuck.
Yeah, so
Oh,
that was really bad. And then I only went up to year 10, so I was able to leave there and go to a special school in Sunbury for a while when I had a brief stint with my family living in Melbourne for a while.
I completed year 10 at my special school, and the primary school I just left when I was 12 or 13, actually.
Yes, there's a song on the way, and it's called The Old School Yard by Cat Stevens. Take it away.
The song you've just heard was In Our Old School Yard by Cat Stevens. This song was chosen because it's all about school.
You're listening to Raising Our Voices on 3CR 855 AM, 3CR Digital, and streaming at 3cr.org.au. Raising Our Voices is a radio show run by people with disabilities for people with disabilities. Nothing about us without us. Today we are talking about education, and we just talked about schooling education.
What are your memories of school?
My memories of both primary and high school were not the best. I was through my whole primary school life, I practically didn't have any friends whatsoever, and I didn't develop much social skills during my time at primary school. And like, I was a little rascal, but no one taught me how to properly talk to everybody and all that. When I got to high school, I was incredibly shy and quiet, and I did get along with some people at high school, but that was short-lived because I got bullied through most of my high school years.
That's no good.
And when I got to TAFE, that's when my life massively picked up for the better, because I met people who were like me, who had intellectual disabilities. I did a course that was based around people with intellectual disabilities. I did a course in work education, which helps get people with intellectual disabilities ready for the workforce. I made a lot of lifelong friends there, and it was the first time in my educational history where I actually felt like I was with people who I could really trust and belong with.
That's good. Very good.
I remember when we used to have those special days. It was in primary school mostly. We would all have a costume day or a book fair or a
Oh.
sports day. And we used to also go on excursions.
Ooh.
And I thought that was really the fun part about school.
Cool.
Memories I remember about school. At the first special school I went to, I had friends, but then the one I went to after I moved, I had no friends at all. I was all alone at school.
That's no good.
Yeah, until I met some of my best friends that I met when I was about 17, and they were older than me, way older than me, but that's okay, and they started loving me as a friend.
Hey, beautiful. Oh.
Yeah, that would have been really nice, Shana.
And I still get Christmas cards off them every year at Christmas, and they say to me that they're always thinking about me.
Oh, isn't that lovely? Oh.
Hey, beautiful.
And then when I moved again, I ended up making a lot of other friends that love me.
Yeah, very good.
That would have been really good, Shana.
Hey.
My fondest memory of school would have been when I had a tour of the school so I could get familiar of the school and get to meet all the teachers. And I also did some work experience at TAFE as well.
Another memory I was going to share of school was that I had two aides that would assist me, which was good because it was great. If one was away, I had a backup, and they were both fun, which was really good. But the only problem was they couldn't understand how to support me at school due to my disabilities.
My good and mostly good memories from my old school days, and I loved painting, and I love having when I'm going back about 50 odd years ago now, and like they used to teach you, couldn't guess what. At the Royal Melbourne Show, I think it was about 72, I won the first school Christmas cake school in the school's history. Yippee, that was fun that day too. Yippee, yippee, yippee. I've got my photo in the paper and everything. Yippee, and I love school. How school was great, but the things I didn't like so much, it were things that I just loved.
Yeah, memory of school at primary school, especially with lots of fun things to do, and but maths as well is
Right.
really good. Yeah, and yeah, it's good.
Thus I didn't have any friends at all. They were taken off me. That's all.
Oh, what school was a good learning experience for you?
It wasn't exactly good, but I had a grade six teacher who used to always harass me and abuse me, and I was too scared to tell my parents, and still affects my trust up until this day. And it just shows me you can't always trust someone.
No, definitely not, Heather.
And also, a good experience is that having my integration teacher to help me with my schoolwork and to catch up. And they showed me how to do things as well. But I think I learned more in my TAFE college years and in my self-advocacy experiences.
During my high school years, two of my favorite subjects were history and human mind and body. So
Cool.
I got to learn about how the human mind and the body works. And in history, I got to learn about all different kinds of past events and all that, which was really good. And in TAFE, I was. Strangely enough, I was taught how to work in a factory and how to work in a kitchen, and yet I ended up working in an office.
Cool.
So, yeah, I was quite happy with what I learned.
I did a course on money handling, which was good for me because it was teaching me how to use money and to save money. And I also did my maths, and I learned how to read, I learned how to write. I sometimes struggle to read words, like I can't read long words, I can only read short sentences. And I thought school was pretty good for me because I learned all different things.
If you have only just tuned in, we are raising our voices on 3CR 855 AM. Today we talked about education and life experiences versus schooling. We may have talked about some stressful or triggering topics. This might have brought up some difficult feelings for some people listening today. If you need to talk to someone, please phone Lifeline on 131114, Beyond Blue 1300 224636, or call someone you trust.
Thank you all for listening to Raising Our Voices program on 3CR on 855 on the AM band. And Ren, I hope you've enjoyed the program, you guys, out there in Radio Land.
Raising Our Voices is a radio show run by people with disabilities for people with disabilities. Nothing about us without us. Join us next month when we will be talking about Mental Health Day. Stay tuned to 3CR.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye
bye.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.